We're ready to start the Commissioners Court meeting, Jefferson County. First, we'll start off with Commissioner Senegal giving a special tribute, and then Commissioner Arnold doing the invocation for the court, and Commissioner Weaver doing the pledge of allegiance. Commissioner Senegal.
I'd like to do a moment of silence for the two tragic deaths this weekend. Sheriff Deller, Dudley Champ, and then BPD for my police department officer, Sheena Yarbrough Powell. So if you don't mind, let's do a moment of silence. Praying for their families, praying for them also, but especially for the families that's grieving right now. Amen, and thank you. Let's pray for their families. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting Mason's pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As you notice, the judge is not here, but the governor of the state of Texas is here downstairs meeting with our emergency management team out of Austin. So that's the reason why he's there. And we will start out of order, but we'll go to Commissioner's Court section. B, consider possible approval, adoption, and proclamation recognizing the pioneer women who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving great heights and improving the quality of life throughout our community. I've asked, is the pioneer women here? They're not here, so we will take a motion to accept that.
Move.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Arnold, we won't have to read it because of that, okay? And moving back to the purchasing agenda.
Commissioner, can we take item A and G separate?
No problem. We'll go to B, receive and file bid invitation for a term contract of disaster emergency repair service installation of electrical service for Jefferson County. C, consider approve award execute receive and file acceptance of offer term contract disaster and emergency repair services and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Goldcrest Electric Company Incorporated as shown on attachment A. D, consider and approve the contract renewal for term contract for the Sheriff Department of Jefferson County law enforcement equipment and uniforms with 10-32 Supply Bergeron Company, GT Distributors Incorporated, Gales LLC, and ICS Jail Supplies for a fourth and final one-year renewal term, renewal from August 18, 2020 through August 17, 2021. E, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Morningstar Industry and Red River Specialty for a first one-year renewal from August 18, 2020 to August 17, 2021. And F, consider possible approval removal from the share/narcotics inventory of a 2018 Ford F-150 crew cab truck van 1FTEW1C56JKE030666 due to vehicle accident and sold to Diamond Specialty Insurance. Can I get a motion on those items?
Good.
Got a motion and a second. That was Commissioner Weaver and Commissioner Sinnabaugh. Motion is second. Any question? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous on that. We'll go back to A. Consider and approve the specification for invitation for sale of Ford Park. G. Consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file agreement, valuation, and advisement service for the property Ford Park Entertainment Complex with JLL Evaluations and Advisory Service LLC in the amount of $30,000. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Sinnabaugh. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Commissioners, if you'd allow me, I just wanted to make some brief comments. And definitely I want to clarify, I'm no expert on real estate or anything along that subject matter, but you know, when I got this job, people gave me an opportunity to serve. I want to make sure I'm doing everything in the best interest of the county. And today is probably one of the most important votes that the court has undertaken in a while. And I was here as a county employee in the audience when Ford Park was built, and it was also an important vote that took some time and discussion. I want to make sure that I'm on the record saying that I believe that the time has come that the sale of Ford Park should be considered, and the potential benefit to the taxpayers in the county in terms of, you know, what it would do for our county budget and less of a burden on the taxpayers. However, I think that the bid specs and the process should allow more opportunity, more time for this to go out nationwide, where it can be looked at, I don't know, if a real estate marketer or something, having such a short window in the bid reduces the circle in which potential bidders are out there. And I know there's interest out there. I just feel like, you know, me personally, that we want to get the best we can for this potential property. It's located off I-10, with a lot of access, and who knows what will happen in the future in terms of gaming in the state of Texas. There's been a lot of discussion about that. If that were to occur in the future, the value of this property would, I would guess, would triple. I feel like it's a little hasty and a little rushed. But I want to reiterate, I want to see this item looked at and go forward, but in a way that's slower, that allows more opportunity for potential bidders. You know, I know that there's been discussions about, you know, the time frame, and I just feel like it's very short time frame. You know, the process, making sure that, you know, we're getting the best value for this piece of property. So that's my comment.
Yes, I'd like to comment as well. Commissioner Weaver, I understand and respect your consideration and concern. Normally, I would say we're pretty close to the same stance as you're talking about. We have been working executive session-wise, otherwise, with a potential bidder for over almost a year now. We've had numerous closed session, executive sessions with this court, this committee, talking about the possibility. We've evaluated a lot of different issues, from contracts with various vendors, suppliers, and so forth, to continue their ability to work with a potential new owner. We've talked about the potential for annual savings of over $7 million a year if we did not have Ford Park as part of the county's responsibility. All these things have been legal executive sessions that we've discussed this information about. So I'm not
disclosing anything that came out of those meetings other than there are potential bidders out there, and I think it is time that we move forward, as you said in your opening statement. While we have a bona fide potential bidder to bid on this and possibly get the taxpayer burden off the table, it has been a burden to the county, the taxpayers, for 12, 15 years. We paid the principal and interest down on this, but now where it's, according to the experts, the bonds can be purchased, freeing the county of the balance on the cost of, to the public, plus put it on the tax rolls potentially, whether it's just one company who has come forth with interest or somebody else bids on it. We are following the bid purchasing requirements as per our purchasing agent. We're giving 14 days, actually 16, for a response. It is a complex bid, brief, but if there have been the bidders out there that have been interested in it, they should have stepped up and started doing evaluation. It's been available now for the information. It's public, and it's been available for potential bidders for a couple of months now. So anyway, my position is, I think the iron is hot, and as Dale Cliche and I heard Commissioner Senegal say it earlier, potential for a bird in the hand is better than one in the bush, and I think it's based on our current poll that's been put on the website. The taxpayers who have voted yes that we should sell it outnumber those against 4-1. So I feel like the general public is behind this. I'm behind it as long as we're following all the legal proceedings according to state statute for procurement and based on our purchasing agent and the judge, we have been advised that we are following those procedures. We will give an opportunity for other potential bidders to step up and provide documentation. They have to be qualified. If they don't have the financials, if they don't have the ability to continue the negotiations with our providers out there, people who are associated with sponsorships and management and everything else that utilize the facility, we have the right to reject any bids that come forward. But it is my opinion that this would be the best interest of the general public, the taxpayers of Jefferson County, moving forward. That's all I have to say.
And I would add this to it, Commissioner. The one thing that we have stayed strong on as a court, that those contracts that we have, it will be something that they will have to accept. And those things are very important, I think, to the whole body of this court from that perspective.
Right, and court, I also would like to say that I understand and respectfully understand what you're saying, Commissioner Weaver. This process with this group, without the vote to do anything personal or privately, it's not just something that just came up. It's something that's been going on almost, I know, 10 years or more. So not with Fourth Park, not the discussion of Fourth Park, but I think as Commissioner Arnold said, you know, the debt that we own Fourth Park, plus the potential upgrading that it needs, I'm gonna, I think it's in Commissioner Alford's precinct, and we all pitch in to help sometimes.
Yeah.
But just the rehab of Fourth Park, we got some facilities now that's getting old, it's gonna cost the taxpayers. This courthouse is one, but it's historic, and some Commissioner Arnold has led to restore the courthouse and keep it pristine. I don't wanna steal Teresa's thunder, but she just gave some good information about downtown Port Arthur, the historical value and how it's going to be discussed statewide. It's one of the premier areas to look at. And it's just some things that you have to spend money to keep these things up. So I think this is, you have pros and cons, and it's not all gambling. I mean, I know Judge is not a proponent of gambling. Some people go for shows, some go for dinner, some just go to get out. Some little horses. So I respect what you're saying, but I'm like Commissioner Arnold, and hopefully the court. And if there is a potential bidder, he needs to get his money together.
Yeah.
And match what we're going to ask or beat it.
Yeah.
We're not going to give it away. I don't want the taxpayers to think we're giving it away.
Just to reiterate, I think that we're at that potential point where this is an item that has to be considered. And and the court has to make that decision. My hang-up is with it being such a rush timeline and whether or not we are marketing it in a way that we get the best bang for our buck. That's my thing. And I want to make sure that the taxpayers, you know, in 3 years, we find out that this thing's tripled in value and we got peanuts for it. That's an issue that's sticking with me. And so, such an important decision. I just, you know, that's my concerns, that's my hang-up, but I respect the court's decision.
Well, Allison is not here, but if it triples in value, it goes back on the tax roll, tripling in value. Right now, we get nothing for it, but if it goes back on the tax roll, if we vote to do it, the money's already there.
Yeah, Allison, I'm talking about the value of what we get.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying the sales tax, the profit tax, the
and any time you do 12, 14, 16 days on a bid, you limit your surplus. So,
well, I'm hoping strong that what I've heard that there's potentially two bidders. I'm hoping very strong that to be true. But with that being said, we have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Got one opposed. Motion passed. 3-4. Moving right along. County Airport A, receive and file the unilateral lease amendment to the janitorial service request for.
You got this G.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize. G. But we did a motion with both of them, A and G.
Right.
So we passed it with A and G.
Right.
Okay.
Let me start the board. I just want to make sure this question, I guess, will go to Deb. If this item G that we just passed to go forward, is there a provision to where that could be rescinded if we decided we didn't want it or didn't come back to court for another?
We'd have to come back to court.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And you got the report as a no on both of those.
Okay. Going to the County Airport A, receive and file the unilateral lease amendment to the janitorial request in lease number GS.07PLTX00241 between Jefferson County and GSA General Service Administration for the TSA operating lease at Jacksonville Region Airport. B, considering possible approval, authorizing the county judge to execute a lease amendment to the lease agreement between Jefferson County and KUSA Aviation. The amendment removed a hangar unit number 7, unit 3, that is no longer needed by the leasee due to the decrease in aviation activity caused by COVID-19. For a motion for those items?
So moved.
Got a motion from Commissioner Senegal. Second, did I have a second?
No, sir.
Got a second from Commissioner Arm. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. And the county auditor. A, receive and file Texas Traffic Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and Texas and the state of Texas for a STEP comprehensive program for the period 10-1-2020 to 9-30-2021. B, consider and approve budget amendment. Injured in health, additional cost for fringe, employee retirement, $18,000. C, receive and file public defender contract for the 252nd District Court for Charlie Rojas, effective August 1, 2020. D, consider an approved budget transfer, Road and Bridge Precinct number 3, additional cost, building remodel slash expansion, building and structures, $30,000. E, consider approved budget transfer to Road and Bridge Precinct 4, additional cost material, asphalt, $2,000. F, receive and file revised public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court, 252nd District Court, and the Drug Impact District Court. G, regular county bills, check number 474060 through check number 4742-98.
So moved.
Is there a motion?
Second.
A second. Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any questions, comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. From the county clerk, A, conduct a public hearing on the county clerk record archive and plan for fiscal year 2021. We are now open for that public hearing. Anyone want to speak to it, go to the mic. Seeing no movement, moving right along. B, consider and possibly approve, receive and file the county clerk record archive and plan fiscal year 2020 through 2021. C, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive and file an order calling for November 3rd, 2020 general election. D, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive and file a joint election agreement and election service contract between Jefferson County and the City of Grove for the November 3rd, 2020 general election. E, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive and file a joint election agreement and election service contract for Jefferson County and the City of Fort Natchez for the November 3rd, 2020 general election. F, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive and file a joint election agreement and election service contract between Jefferson County and the Jefferson County Drainage District number 7 for the November 3rd, 2020 general election. G, consider and possibly approve, God bless you, execute, receive and file a joint election agreement and election service contract between Jefferson County and the Port Natchez Grove Independent School District for the November the 3rd, 2020 general election. I'm open for a motion for those items.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Senegal, a motion, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on any of those items?
Just like one question to
yes, sir.
Ms. Carolyn Gidry, County Clerk for the Archives proposal. Just to verify, these funds for the labor for these records and all the other expenses are going to all come out of the records archive fee. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
With that being, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under County Commissioners, A, consider and possibly approve authorizing the County Judge to extend the declaration of local disaster dated 3/13/2020 pursuant to section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. We did B, so we're going to C. C, consider possibly reappoint Ms. Gladys Fowler, appointed by Commissioner Senegal as board member of the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees. D, receive and file, execute property tax abatement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuel pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.401. And E, consider and possibly approve direct county staff and the county grants administrator to move forward with a home buyout program and not an acquisition program as part of the county's community development block grant disaster recovery program, Hurricane Harvey. I'm open for a motion for those items.
Addendum.
Addendum, I'm sorry. And under the County Commission Corrections.
That was just a change. You're good.
This was a change to earlier.
You're okay.
We're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to do that?
No.
Okay. I am now open for a motion to accept the items under Commissioners.
Second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Senegal and second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. County Tax Assessor Collector. A, receive and file a continuing education transcript for Allison Nathan Getz, Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector, who has successfully completed continuing education requirements of Section 6.231D of the Texas Property Tax Code. Vote for a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion, Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Under the District Clerk, A, conduct a public hearing for the District Clerk record archive plan for the fiscal year 2020 through 2021. We're now open for that archiving plan and public hearing. Anyone need to speak, go to the mic. Seeing no movement, we'll close that plan, our public hearing, and go to B. B, consider possibly approval, receive and file the district clerk record archiving plan for the fiscal year 2020 through 2021. Move for a motion to accept that under the district clerk.
So moved.
Got a motion and second. Motion by Commissioner Cinnabon, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Same question to the district clerk or its representative. The funding for this project is all coming from the record state associated with this.
Okay.
Thank you.
With that being done, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. An engineering. A, consider possible approval premium contract incorporated track one and track two minor plat of 4.709 acres lying in the Latino Lopez League abstract number 37 in Hampshire, Jefferson County, Texas. Property is located on State Highway 124 in precinct number 3. This plat is not within any ETJ and has met all platting requirements. B, execute, receive, and file utility permit to the Trinity Bay Conservation District for the construction of a 6-inch PVC water distribution line along Inland Road right-of-way. This project is located in precinct number 3. C, consider the possible approved track 49-A and 49-B, 5.134 call 5.136 acres of land, replat of all the lots on 49 South 4, Section 1, Jefferson County, and located in Santa Fe in precinct number 4. This platting is not in any ETJ and has met all of the planning requirements of Jefferson County Engineering Department. Open for a motion to accept those.
Move.
Got a motion by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any questions on these? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under the Historical Commission, A, consider possible approval authorized county judge to execute a sub-grant agreement with the Texas Historical Commission for Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Emergency Supplemental Historic Preservation Fund grant. The purpose of the grant is in the amount of $249,913 is to conduct a historical resource survey and preservation plan as and requires no matching funds from the county. Open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Out of motion and second. Teresa, we're glad to have you here. We know you are very instrumental in the historical thing.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Is there any discussion on that item?
Yes, Teresa, what is the scope of activity on that?
Well, Commissioner, we've been waiting for this funding agreement to come through. We thought it would come through in March. The purpose of the grant is to conduct an historic resources survey in the areas of the county that are outside our two other cities that have certified local governments, Beaumont and Port Arthur. So when we do a historic resources survey, mainly all the smaller cities and the unincorporated areas of the county. That's what we encompass as a certified local government in the county. And then we would also conduct a preservation plan. It's hard to know what is preserving if you don't know what you have. And we have never in the county conducted a historic resources survey. So this is going to be a first for us. And this grant fund will allow us to hire a cultural resources firm. This is what they do. They're professional firms. And they have to meet the Secretary of the Interior standards. It's not often that we get grant funds with no matching county funds that are needed, so we're really excited about that.
Well, I want to thank you for the work that you've done. I've worked with you on a lot of historical stuff when I was on the commission. So give us some examples of what they would look for to, I guess, identify something that was of value, historical value.
Sure. Well, one because county's, of course, large, part of what they'll do is a windshield survey. That's kind of a terminology. They'll drive around, they'll look for the historic neighborhoods. They'll do archival research for what areas are historic in the county. They'll, you know, probably visit the Terrell Historical Library and some of the other archives at Lamar and our archives here in the Historical Commission. They'll be looking for architecture, even businesses that have contributed to the history of our county and the fabric of.
What about items?
Items. It'll be more of a building type, you know, survey of what buildings we need to preserve. You know, they probably will mention different archives that exist in the county, but generally it'll be about more about buildings that need to be preserved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. And with that being said, now we're open for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried now. We're now at the end of the meeting, and we're at the point where those online can have a opportunity to speak. Ms. Loma, that's a 3 minutes to speak, so anybody's online that would like to. Star six to mute, yes.
Unmute.
So they can speak.
So you can speak, yeah. Make sure, star six to unmute so you can speak if you want to. You're not seeing anyone you want to? Okay, then. Moving right along, any elected official or department head would like to bring anything to the court's attention that we don't have to take action on? Seeing none, we're adjourned.